Well, just as a little bit of a refresher course, back in 2009, President Obama set a goal for agencies to reduce the amount of improper payments, which was well over $100 billion, by $50 billion by 2012. Well, here we are in the final year of that effort, and agencies still have a long way to go. Danny Werfel is the OMB controller. He says agencies have already cut payments by about $20 billion so far.
Obviously, it's a big year ahead to try to make the president's goal, but the good news is that just about every major program is trending downward. The one major program that hasn't trended downward is the unemployment insurance program. We're working directly with Secretary Solis on a program that's focused on state accountability. So one of the things that the Labor Department did is what they hadn't done before. They now have published on their website every state's error measurement and has created kind of a watch list of states with high error rates. And we're hoping that that type of transparency and attention helps us stem the tide on the UI program and start bringing that error rate down. If we can continue the downward trends on error rates in the HHS programs and also reverse the trend on UI, I think we'll be in a very good position next year when we report our numbers.
Now, Werfel says that government-wide error rate needs to further to reach, and that means the goal will be reachable. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to do. He described the unemployment insurance. He described a lot of the programs at HHS. Now, OMB reported in November that improper payments error rate did drop to 4.7% from 5.3% in 2010, and that's what led to that savings of about $5 billion.
Now, Jason, as you said, they've cut $20 billion in improper payments so far. The goal is 50. What do they need to do they think, to close that $30 billion remaining gap?
Agencies need both tools and legislative changes. Let me start with the tools first. OMB, the Treasury Department, the Recovery Board are all testing several different software tools, analytics tools, and they believe this will make a huge difference. Mike Wood is the executive director of the Recovery Board. He tells the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee yesterday about two of those new tools. The federalaccountability.gov portal is being tested by a small number of programs and will be expanded this year.
Our goals are to help agencies in performing their own risk evaluations before awarding federal funds and to help enforcement officials conduct reviews in order to prevent and detect fraud, waste, and abuse in federal spending. Pilots with agencies, procurement, grant, and financial officials just began. With our expanded 2012 appropriation language, Congress provided some flexibility for us to develop and test new applications on non-recovery funds, and we plan on broadening the scope of these pilots. Fast Alert, a new application within the federalaccountability.gov framework, provides awarding officials with the ability to quickly assess risk factors associated with entities that seek or have received federal funds. The board feels Fast Alert can be applied to all federal spending from pre-award to the payment phases.
Now, the Treasury Department is borrowing the processes and some of the technology as well that the Recovery Board is using has found successful. And they're setting up a new tools and analytics that are called GoVerify.gov. It almost looks like GovErify.gov, but it's GoVerify. OMB's Werfel says GoVerify is a one-stop portal that provides a variety of data sets, making it easy for agencies to do search against. Now, it will not include every database at first, but over time more will be added, such as the excluded parties list. Now, the second part of the site is analytics.
You need human beings that know how to ask the questions of the data. It can't just simply be the technology doing the match. You've got to be smart enough to look for patterns and trends and profile some of this information to say, this is the type of company that we've seen before that's been reincorporated in a new name, and so we know exactly how to ask the data. It's not easy to do. I think the good news is that because of the great work that's going on the Recovery Board, they've plowed new ground in terms of showing us the way, in terms of how to look at the data multidimensionally. And so when we're building our Go Verify Center, I mentioned earlier that that it's not just the technology, there's an analytics center. It's for this exact reason.
Now, Werfel says agencies are testing GoVerify.gov on a small scale, and he says it will be ready for wider adoption actually in the coming weeks, and by next year, there'll be more data and more analytical tools. Werfel says Congress actually allocated some money in 2012 to expand the use of technology and analytics to help stem this improper payments tide.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and what role does Congress play in helping close this gap, Jason?
Well, there's one big area where Congress actually must intervene, and that's around privacy. You know, remember, lawmakers passed improper payment bills in 2002 and 2010, and that's done some work. It's done a lot, added more oversight, a lot of more specifics around it. But as the technology has improved over the last decade, the need to address this 40-year-old privacy law really has grown. Werfel says the number one barrier to success is access to data.
I think that one of the most important things Congress can do to help on improper payments is to help us pull back the onion layer on these various databases and figure out how to navigate this important tension between privacy and security and the need to have this information to enforce program integrity outcomes. I think right now we haven't tackled the issue directly, and therefore every time we determine that access to a database is going to be helpful to drive down improper payments, we go through a very long and laborious process to try to figure out how to thread the needle and get the data in, and we're not serving the taxpayer effectively by taking it one at a time.
Now, part of the reason for the hearing yesterday was to look at Senator Tom Carper and Susan Collins' bill. In fact, Senator Carper testified in the first panel, and what they did, their bill, which was passed by the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, they're addressing a couple different things around this improper payments, but it does not address the privacy area. It's more of a reporting oversight type of bill, which really mirrors a lot of what came out in 2010 and 2002. Not one for one, but it kind of keeps adding to that. Now, the 2010 law that Congress instituted actually gives agencies penalties if they don't meet the statute. And Werfel says those first reports are due in March.
And those are really triggered, I believe, on the Inspector General's review and their assessment, and based on the different type of noncompliance, which whether it's failure to report root cause or having an error rate that's too high or whatever the issue is, or not reporting a program. For example, we discussed TANF in the HHS realm, that the IG will report in. So at that time, we'll have a good sense of what the landscape of noncompliance is. And then the statute will trigger a variety of different repercussions, such as, you know, special reports to Congress, requirements in terms of how discretionary funds are used to combat improper payments.
Now, Congressman Platts and Towns, the chairman and ranking member of the subcommittee, didn't promise to introduce legislation to mirror the Carper-Collins improper payments bill, but they did say they were going to hold another hearing later this year and actually maybe even bring in the Health and Human Services Department, since they run the biggest some of the biggest programs with improper payment problems. And they want HHS to discuss how they're going to combat waste, fraud, abuse around those major programs. So obviously a lot to do, a lot of work. And as you heard Danny Werfel from OMB said, big year in 2012 for agencies to meet that $50 billion goal.
And Jason, that last thing that you mentioned, which is HHS and trying to get the improper payments out of there, isn't it true that if you back out DOD, which is maybe a third of the improper payments, the bulk of the rest is HHS, specifically Medicare, Medicaid?
Yes to both, but the one caveat I'll throw in there is DOD does not count their improper payments. In fact, that came up at the hearing yesterday several times, that this $115 billion of improper payments is really more of a guesstimate than an estimate, because DOD does not do a good job of understanding where their payments are going. Because, as Jared will tell you, they have auditability problems. They don't know where the money in, money out issues. So I think that the improper payments actually is probably much higher.